name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Anyone present this morning who has never been hungry in his life, or who has never been proud of his own achievements, or who has not had an insatiable desire to lay his hand on the goods of this world, and our text, best read from the lectern, first appears in our mind, we are very receptive until we know exactly what happened to our Lord. We know how he overcame the three temptations. And then we quickly go back to what we have been doing. My colleagues and friends, this morning I would like to speak on the temptations as they apply particularly to us as faculty members, to church workers, and to seminarians. We are grateful that our Lord Jesus Christ showed us how to overcome them, gave himself for us so that we might have the strength and power to overcome them. There are those three, when physical needs become a temptation in our life. If you are the Son of God, Satan came, why don't you make stones, break the bread out of these stones? After our Lord had fasted some 40 days, very few of us can even skip a meal without making some kind of comment about that. All of us have our hunger, we have our thirst, for our physical cravings, for our desires, which are human. But Satan knew exactly, as in the case of our Lord, where he could throw a very, very compelling temptation. After our Lord had fasted in the wilderness for 40 days. But this is his response. First up comes, it is written. A man doesn't live on bread alone, but on every word that God speaks. In a way, our Lord is telling Satan, you have the priorities all wrong. What you consider foremost and uppermost in our lives is not so at all. Life is much more than food and drink and hunger and the fulfillment of physical needs and of physical pleasure. But Satan was not to stop at that point. His second temptation was arrogance and pride and conceit come as a temptation. At this point, Satan's second challenge had come, and he took our Lord up to the holy city at the highest point of the temple. What a marvelous impression it would have made if our Lord had succumbed to that temptation and had come floating down from that highest point. How easily he could have become a sensation with such a heroic effort. What a prestigious thing it would have been to accomplish that which no one had ever accomplished before. And it is also here that in a very special way, we are often tempted, we who work in the Lord's vineyard. There would be some shortcut to a major goal. There would be some quasi-miracle that we could be working in order to impress the people. Some kind of a splashing effort, a performance that would excel beyond all others. A drive which it causes through temptation is that of pride and of arrogance. And seeking the largest church, the biggest congregation, our Lord's response, however, was quite different. A second time, the same words come, and how they must have struck Satan. It is written, don't tempt the Lord your God. Our Savior should have taken a shortcut to the cross by gaining the confidence of everyone who had seen him, and by allowing that kind of reputation to spread out all over. But much rather, he chose the pain and the anguish and the suffering of the cross because he had you and me in mind. He had you and me in mind at that very point of when that temptation strikes us. But then the third temptation, the ownership of possessions and wealth and security. The devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms in the world and their glory. All this I will give you, the devil told him, if you will bow down and worship me. Just for one fleeting moment, Satan says, that's all that will be necessary. And all the stacks of gold, all the certificates of deposit, all the glitter and all the buildings will all become yours, as he showed him the amazing opulence and the glory which the world alone can offer. What a temptation it too is for us. Imagine what it would feel like to be totally set free, to take such steps, to dispose of every financial obligation, and to make sure that you have sufficient security financially for all time to come. Just for one moment, Satan says, while you bow down and worship me. But here again, even though Satan knows exactly where that appealing field may be, where our most vulnerable spot is at a given time in our life, our Savior's response again is one that is extremely noteworthy. Go away, devil. The old King James Version said, get thee behind me, devil, get thee hence. It is written, a third time, a quote from Scripture, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Two of the most important applications that we can absorb for our youth today are, number one, that we are indeed constantly being bombarded with temptation in one variety or another. If our Lord was not spared, certainly we will not be spared in any way. But we are vulnerable. We are open and we are susceptible. And that's where the second major application enters the picture this morning. For our Lord has overcome these very temptations for us. He has conquered the very sin, that tiny little seed that compels us to seek that which is forbidden at that moment, whether it be physical, whether it be a sin of pride and of arrogance, whether it be a sin of acquiring false wealth. Through his victory on the cross, he has demonstrated that he has overcome. He has given us the victory. He is at our side to strengthen and to confirm at those moments And since we see the Jesus with a quotation of Scripture to compel us to fall into sin, so we can stand facing Satan exactly as our Lord did, because we too are free, we have been forgiven. But even more than that, you and I have through him received the power to overcome. And remember that it is written 3 times. And when Satan quoted Scripture, he misquoted it in order to cause our Lord to fall into sin. Whether it is the sin of the satisfying illicit physical needs, whether it is the sin of pride and arrogance, whether it is the sin of greed and power and wealth and of opulence, remember those words which our Savior spoke. And then you and I too can go from weakness to strength because of the power that we have in him. But I believe the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.